Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Cinda Baxter is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Cinda is a member of our Brain Trust, and we first find out about her because of something that she started, a project called the 350 Project. And Cinda has a background and is known as one of the top experts in the gift and stationery industry. And so she knows a lot about retail, having spent a lot of her career there. And so she looked across Main Street and she said, wait a minute, this thing is not working here. We need to be not only helping each other, but in the process, we can help ourselves. And she came up with this thing called the 350 Project, which I'm going to get her to tell us about again in a minute. But we've gotten some reports from her since she started this, and she's back today with another report. Cinda Baxter, welcome back to the show.
Well, hi, Jim. Thanks for rolling out the welcome mat. It's good to be back.
It's always a pleasure. You're always welcome here. Remind the audience what the 350 Project is.
The 350 Project is simply a positive little message to remind consumers that it's important for them to support local brick-and-mortar, independently owned businesses.
Yeah.
The whole thing boils down to simple numbers, 3 and 50. We ask consumers to think of three businesses that they love, that they don't want to see disappear, and then to go back, pick up a little something that makes them smile, and remember that that's what keeps those doorways open. And then 50 ties to the fact that if just half the employed U.S. population were to commit $50 of their current monthly spending toward locally owned independent brick-and-mortar businesses, that would generate more than $42.6 billion of revenue annually.
Wow.
So it's pick three, spend 50, save your local economy.
So all you got to do is spend $16.66 a month with three different businesses. You didn't think I could do the math that quick, did you? And we're golden. Well, you know, as I said earlier, Cinda, you're helping other people, but you're also helping yourself because, I mean, think about it. This is something I'm glad you said what you did because I've been telling people for a long time, what would you do? What would happen to you? How would your life change if the small businesses that you do business with once a year or every other day, if all of a sudden they were gone, what would you do? And I think a lot of people take small businesses for granted without realizing that somebody had to do an awful lot to make that business available. I mean, we're not big companies. We don't have that Wall Street behind us. We don't have the big banks behind us. We don't have a lot of money. We don't. Almost all of us are undercapitalized. We got to have our customers, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, that kind of falls into what I call commuter consumerism, where at the end of the day, we're all so harried and so frantic to get from the office to point A to point B to point C that we're racing from work to the dry cleaner, the grocery store, the gas station, jump back in the car, get home, feed the kids, put them in bed, collapse in the heat, next day start all over again. And what happens when we get moving that quickly is as we go along down our path at the end of the day, we see all the big shiny objects along the sides of the road,
yep.
But we forget to look at the small businesses in between. And those small businesses are putting more of our money back into the local economy than the big boxes are themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But most consumers don't realize that because no one's ever explained it to them in a simple way that makes sense.
They're depositing their receipts in local banks.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever local charities or softball teams or soccer teams or Boy Scout groups or whatever, when they need some money, they need some support, they're the people who get called on. They give their money. They're your neighbors living next door to you, and they're the ones who are holding up the value of real estate prices, and through their activity in the marketplace, they're the ones who support the chambers of commerce, and they typically are the leaders of committees in the community. These are people that are the bedrock. They're the bedrock of Main Street,
America. Absolutely.
And so support those guys. But you know, there's an obligation there, Cinda, by small business owners. I tell my audience, if you go in a small business and you don't get good service, if they treat you, if they act like they're taking you for granted, go somewhere else. Because
that is so
because
true.
Just because, even though you and I know that small businesses, you know, don't have a lot of support, we also don't have an automatic right to be there. We got to earn that right.
That's true. And they, you know, when you look at our messaging, that very first line, think of three businesses you'd hate to see disappear.
Right.
A business needs to earn their way into that list of three.
Right.
You know, we're not asking consumers just by default to go spend money with local brick and mortars, because that wouldn't work. But the idea that if you've created the kind of business that people don't want to see go away, you're exactly who we're here to help. That's who we want to drive people back through the door for.
And you know, Cinda, I actually, and this embarrasses my family, the reason they don't like to hang out with me when we go shopping. but I mean, I actually will haul a small business owner up short. If I don't get good service, I'll tell them, you know, I'm probably not going to come back with the way I've been treated here today. This isn't good. If I don't get good service, I'll say, can I see your manager? And I'll tell the manager, but I'll tell you what else I do, Cinda. If I get good service, I say, can I see your manager?
Yes.
And I tell them both ways.
I'm a huge believer in if somebody's doing it right, you need to not only tell them, but tell their superiors.
Yep.
But like you, I have a really high tolerance for the little things that might get dropped along the way, simply because I remember what it was like to live behind that counter for 14 years myself.
Right, absolutely.
But when there's a point where a business is just really dropping the ball and missing the opportunity, like you, I'll touch base with the manager, and I'll say it with kindness, just as I'm sure you do. But it'll be a matter of, you know, we really want you to succeed. Did you know this was happening, or were you aware of this?
Absolutely.
Now, in the end, it boils down to the fact that right now, no matter how long a business has been open, the owners have to start thinking like startups again.
You got to earn your way every day. You got to earn the right every day. Cinda, do you have some new stories to tell us, some 350 stories to tell us?
Well, we're in the middle of a pretty exciting campaign right now.
Well, hold on to that thought, because we're going to talk about that after the next break. Give us the website, Cinda.
Absolutely. The350project.net. It's the350project.net.
Okay, so the three letters, three numbers there, folks. The350project.net. So check that out. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Cinda's going to talk to us about the next part, the next edition of the 350 Project, coming up after this break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Welcome back, 23 After, to the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back with a piece from the Innocent Age album, which is one that I always encourage you to check out. Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. And it's 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. My blog is there, my knowledge base, archives, articles, thousands of each one of those that are there from me and my Brain Trust members. And, of course, they're there, too. You can find all about them, 1,500 or more of the smartest people on small business on the planet, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Speaking of outstanding Brain Trust member, Cinda Baxter is with us, folks. She's the founder of the 350 Project, and that's the website, the350project.net, right, Cinda?
That's it.
So, folks, check that out. In the last segment, she told us about what the 350 Project has been. Now, Cinda, tell us where it's going.
Well, we're still pointed upward. That's been part of the fun of all of this, as we continue to grow in leaps and bounds. And I was trying to look through my old notes to see where we were in terms of headcount last time we spoke, and I don't have my fingers on that. But I can tell you that as of midnight last night, We now have more than 15,300 businesses that have registered their support and are all listed for free on our website.
Wow!
So you've got grown a little bit.
You created a little community or a big community now.
Absolutely.
Of people
and
who
taking that a step further, we've got a Facebook page that
what?
If you just go to Facebook and search the 350 Project, you'll join a community there of more than 38,500 fans.
Hey, how about that?
It's been amazing, and part of that Facebook group is consumers as well as business owners. So it's been great to see all the positive talk and all the uplifting messages about, here we go, this is what we need to do, let's pull together and strengthen our community.
So you're building a community there for this 350 Project, and see, this is one of the great things about social media, the social media platforms that we have now, that you couldn't have pulled this off 10 years ago.
No, in fact, I don't think we could have done this 5 years ago.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, it's been extraordinary, and to be completely honest, the entire project took off like a rocket because of social media.
Yeah.
It was bloggers and Twitter and Facebook users that took what was originally just a blog post I'd written.
Are you getting some stories? Are you hearing companies talk about how it's helping their business?
Yes, I am. You know, what started out as a few emails here and there when the blog post was all there was, it's turned into about 350 to 450 inbound emails a day now, which
wow.
is admittedly a little over the top.
What are you hearing from them?
Well, I'm hearing wonderful stories from small business owners about long-lost customers that come back once they hear about the 350 Project, because the message is so simple. You get it first time through, right off the bat.
Right.
And so customers come back in and admit they didn't understand what a stake they held in this, and that they didn't understand that where they spent money really made a big difference.
We you know, Cinda, when I think about, I'm like a lot of, like most people, if I find a place that's it's really neat, really cool, and it's almost like I've discovered something, like I found the golden egg at the Easter egg hunt. You know, I mean, it's like I've found this little nugget, and you want to tell people, hey, you know what? I found this cool little place, this great little restaurant. They have the coolest things, or whatever. You're never going to say that about Walmart, folks.
No.
You know, I mean, you know, God bless Walmart. I mean, they have a place. I know, you know, they do great things and all that, but it's not for everybody. And small businesses don't need to conquer the world to be successful. They just need enough people to be successful. And so if you want to have that, I mean, I enjoy thinking about a city and thinking about a store or a shop or a restaurant that I found while I was there. I enjoy remembering that experience.
Oh, I think we all do.
I don't have that with Sam's.
You know, in today's world, things are heavy enough out in the real world. There's enough pressure and enough to be concerned about that as a business owner, if you can provide a safe haven, a nice place someone can walk through the door and know that they can leave their worries on the curb, someplace that's comfortable, it smells good, it's nice and well lit, it's
and they might even remember you, Cinda.
Oh, absolutely.
Now,
if it's someplace that feels good to be, they're going to come back to feel good again.
I don't know. People seem to remember me, Cindy. You think it's because they're good small business owners, or you think it's because I'm so obnoxious? What do you think?
I think it's because you're delightful and they're good business owners.
So folks, think about this. I mean, again, as I said in the previous segment, I'll drive downtown, drive across your community, and look over at the small businesses that you know you do business with and say, okay, what would I do? What would I do if they weren't there anymore?
One thing that I'd love to see people do, too, is we're in the middle of a Valentine campaign right now where if people visit the 350project.net, they'll land on our landing page that has a picture of a heart that says small businesses have big hearts. And what we're doing is we've got a link there where they can print out a Valentine on their desktop computer. We provide the addresses for all four of the National Network Morning programs, and we invite them to send these Valentines to them in hopes that we can get some airtime to help share this with consumers for Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's great. And the 350 Project, that's 350.net.
That's us.
And they go to Facebook, and it's the 350 Project there too, right?
Yes, do facebook.com/the350project.
All right. So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And small business owners, when people come to see you, don't forget, you have to earn that business and the ability for them to come back. You got to earn that every day. You can never take that for granted. Cindy, thanks for being here. We never take you for granted.
Oh, bless your heart, and thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll
really
see you next time. Cindy Baxter, ladies and gentlemen, what a great idea she had that caught fire. You can do that too, folks. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.